Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for tuning in. Our passage for today comes from Psalm 119, and we're going to pick it up in verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Where does wisdom come from? Does it come from experience? If we make a bunch of decisions in our lives and experience the successes and failures associated with those decisions, are we necessarily wiser on the other side? Does it come with age? Are all of the people you know over 55 wiser than the people you know under 35? Does it come from running away from the Lord, from walking your own path and accepting whatever consequences it brings? Well, as we're going to see from our passage today, wisdom comes from none of those places. Verse 98 says, "Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me." The psalmist finds that he has more wisdom than those who oppose God and his anointed king. The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who oppose him are destined for foolishness. Verse 99 says, "I have more understanding than all of my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation." Now, here is an example of something we might think would lead to true wisdom: education. Certainly those who have spent more time in formal learning will come out on the other side with much more wisdom. But here again, we see the psalmist has more understanding than his teachers. Education can be a very important tool for knowledge and life skills, but ultimately, it isn't the best path to wisdom. Verse 100 says, "I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts." And the final tree to fall is the myth that age necessarily leads to wisdom. The psalmist has greater wisdom than those much older than him. My rhetorical question at the beginning doesn't even give me pause. I absolutely know people in their 20s with much more wisdom than people I know in their 60s. No, all of these fail to bring about true understanding. What does, as we see, is the law of God, the testimonies of God, the commands of God, the precepts of God. All of these are different ways of saying God's revelation to us through his word. The psalmist poured himself into knowing God through his law. And not simply head knowledge, but heart knowledge and application. Verse 98, "Your commandments are ever with me." So he's spending significant amounts of time with God's word. Verse 99, "For your testimonies are my meditation." So he's thinking over them. He's poring over them. He's spending time not just reading, but rolling around in his brain. What does this mean for me? And then finally, in verse 100, "I keep your precepts." He is applying God's word to his life. And because he's experienced what it means to live well, he likes it. God's presence and guidance has served him well time and time again. The author's appreciation of God's word is not cold and detached and academic. He says in verse 103, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." He says, "I have experienced the greatness and the goodness of God through his word, and it is precious to me." So he says, "I don't want to do anything to mess this good thing up." Verse 104, "Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." He says, "How could I possibly follow any other path than the one that has brought me so much wisdom, understanding, joy, and peace? Why would I do anything to compromise this relationship that I have with God?" So for us today, let's give ourselves to God through his word. Let's take the scriptures seriously. Let's do what they say. Let's meditate on them and spend time thinking through what God's word says for our lives. Let's seek for wisdom in Proverbs and inspiration in the Psalms. Let's be inspired by the life of Jesus in the Gospels and trained in the Christian walk through Paul's letters. Psalm 34 tells us, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." He will not fail to speak to us if we truly seek him with our whole hearts through his word. And we might just find that with time, temptations begin to lose their power over us as we experience more and more the goodness of God in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you would help us to see how precious it is. God, give us the courage, the self-control, the boldness, and the power to live out the truth that your word teaches us, guides us in, that we might see how good your ways are, that we might experience more of you in our lives, and that having experienced that, sin, temptation, wandering away will begin to lose any appeal in our hearts and in our lives. I pray this for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved.